Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
With your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahweh's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Fiery Destruction of Christianity, the Great Beast of Roman Catholic Church Teaching. So we're just going to stroll down on the international side and see who all join us, and we'll get the tape number 69 running. We'll run on the international side and see how many slots are still. And it reads on the international side, 195 international countries. That's a good thing, Steve, right here. One thing about it, everybody got a representative in, and one thing about it, Steve, right here. The foxtail have been lit. The curtain have went up. It's all about now organizing and freeing our people from the mindset they're in. I understand one thing. You got a job to do. And you got to put your Yahweh first to make it work. On the international side, 195 international countries. And what's flashing out of New York? New York. On the international side, 1-0-4-3-7-8-7-8. We'll find the tips and bring them in. We'll get something going on. 195 international countries, 1-0-4-3-7-8. And he'll give you all the details of what this broadcast is all about. It. Whatever Yahweh put on him, and we'll get something going on. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh feature FC Ray.
And Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, the Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
I know Yahweh is Tibbs. Well, you know one thing about it. Got to get it done. Time is not in our favor. So whatever Yahweh put on you on this tape number 69, you take your time and we see can we piggyback on what you're working with. The world is listening. 195 international countries. 104.378 is flashing. Mr. Tills, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of another glorious attending number of 104,378 listeners. My. That's a good listening company that we have to hear the words of Yahweh. And having this among the people, we know that we all came to hear things that most of us can hear. And some listening, they never understand. And that's without proper teaching. Come to see those things in the Bible that most of us here can see. And some looking can never find. And we find that it's the uninformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because one thing we have to take serious note. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures, there are those that camouflage evil teachings for righteous learnings. I run into this at least a few times a week because there are those out there that come for the good of Yahweh's word and receive it. They commend it and add unto it. And then we find some that listen to the same word, cast it behind their backs, which is not so good for others' learning. These are what we call raving wolves and sheep clothing, mentioned in the book of Matthew, chapter 7:15. They come just to see who's all attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side, and deceptive thinking, spreading rumors of the non-Yahwali things. And I know many have seen just as much. These are the people that have to realize we're not here for who sits on your left or who sits on your right to spread rumors, but that's to teach the word of Yahweh. Because without proper teaching, we end up meeting those we call the blind who lead the blind, blind leaders of the blind. This is mentioned also in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 14, leading you away from the Bible precepts, the Sabbath days, into your own double-minded speeches. Sabbath days are a righteous day for Yahweh. And we find that any that have questions related to the Bible should be directed to any one of our six anointed camps, not on a Sabbath day. But anyway, knowing this, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. Open unto you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Connecting the books for your biblical education. Your health, foods that you should eat that we often mention. Keeping the Sabbath days, and we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek, and you found that in Yahweh's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we're also using a website address. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www. www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health food we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That will keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year, which most of us listening, some don't even know what the feast days are. This calendar will explain what they are in detail, when they come about, and when they're in. For the live program, this feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. This will put you right into our live online broadcast. Now, we are using a couple of email addresses also for the listening members to use to write their written opinions. The first is Tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write opinions of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects, related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. But we look and find that during these particular times, they're pretty crucial. We want to be able to say that when you call the numbers and invest yourself for a righteous time in Yahuwah's word, we're here for your help. We have a live conference room, which the first number is 319-527-6065. The other is the international number that we use for your convenience. This is 224-600-5579. This is where you can call and leave a message on Bible scriptures that you have questions on, and which can be answered by anyone the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for further information, if you missed any of our particular programs, you can always log on to the entire show after 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Program time is repeated at 9:45. To get there, open up any search engine, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. The only thing you have to do at that time is choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. We're also making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day a number of days. Well, at this time, we're going to turn our program over to our seer, Israel. Looks like we're getting calls from everybody, everywhere. Probably have to start making that announcement about me not being disturbed when talking about the words of Yahuwah. But anyway, this time, we'll turn our program over to our seer, Israel, and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Israel. Well, that's excellent. We'll catch you on the bottom part. And, I was looking at these memos, and I'm looking at, man, as they're coming in, and we touch on as much as we can, and we'll see which way it go. We'll see which way it go. But we do know, well, we'll just get it going on. All right, another episode, take number 69. So let's tune in five, Brother Yah Dah Israel. We just get something going on and see the way it goes. So when you meet your brother, when an owl's voice you say, Brother Yah Dah Israel, Yah Dah be to that sea right.
Yah Dah bless you, see Israel. A sea royal. Hallelujah, Yah Dah.
Hallelujah, cry that brother Yah Dah Israel. Well, another lesson, take number 69, and fire and destruction of Christianity, but it's just so much on the table, and we don't know where to start at. We want to get back on a couple of things that we left off on, showing you that you got to be aware of some things and know what to look for, so we don't know where to start at. We ain't got a clue what's started, but I'll tell you what we do. How about Luke chapter 12, verse 12? See when we start there, Brother Yah Dah Israel. Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Meaning one thing, C. Ray, we got to learn how to let the Bible unfold itself. And we got to be clear that this means business in 12 verse 9 of Revelation. This means business right here. In Revelation 12, 9, that's a business call. What does it say in 12 verse 9 of Revelation, Brother Yah Dah Israel?
Book of Revelation chapter 12, verse number 9 reads, The great dragon was cast out, an old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his evil minister spirits was cast out with him.
Now, that's very important to understand something. So if John was writing the what in 1:17 through 19. Now, what was John writing at according to scripture that Brother Yah Dah Israel in Revelation chapter 1, 17 through 19? Let's talk about it. Come on.
Book of Revelation chapter 1, verse number 17 through 19 reads. Book of Revelation chapter 1, verse number 17. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. He laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not. I am the first and the last. Verse 18. I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and of death. Verse 19. Write the things which I have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter.
He said, I'm the one that was living and was dead. Now, he said that, Brother Yah Dah Israel. Well, let's see if we preach up a little bit of that. That sounds pretty good there. Let's run to St. John chapter 3 and pick up at 6 through 10. We'll make it 5 through 10. That's pretty good there, Brother Yah Dah Israel. Let's see if we St. John chapter 3, pick up at 1, then skip down to 5 through 10. Let's see if we preach up a little bit of that. He said, I'm the one that was dead, but now I'm alive. Let's talk about that. St. John, chapter 3, verse 1. Then skip down to 5 through 10. Come on.
The book of St. John, chapter 3, verse number 1. Verse number 5 through 10 reads. Book of St. John, chapter 3, verse number 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of Yah Dah Judah, the southern kingdom. Verse number 5. Yah Dah the Son answered, Truly, truly I say unto you, except a man and woman be born of water and of the Spirit, they cannot enter into the kingdom of Yah Dah. Verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Verse 7. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Verse number 8. The wind bloweth whether it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and where they goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Verse number 9. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Verse 10. That's why the son answered and said unto him, are you a master of Israel and knoweth not these things?
Mm-hmm. So you say you got to be born again now, Steve, right? You got to be born again. And let's see what signs do you look for. Let's see what sign you look for when a person is born again. Let's run to Colossians chapter 3, and we'll put it at verse number 10. Let's see what you look for when a person say, I'm born again. Let's take a little peep at it in Colossians 3:10.
The book of Colossians.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Colossians chapter 3, verse number 10 reads, and I put on the new man or woman, which are renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created them.
Mm-hmm. So they won't be just renewed and clothed on they walk. They got to be renewed in, let's precept that. Let's read to Corinthians. So you will be renewed in knowledge. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. So now you got to know what to look for. See, remember, six and on the camps, always look through the pages of the book and you can see what they're working with, because they got to be renewed in knowledge. In knowledge. So let's find out a little bit more about that in 2 Corinthians, verse number, chapter 4, verse 6, there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 6 reads, for Yahweh, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our minds to give the light of the knowledge of the greatness of Yahweh in the face of Yahweh the Son.
So this knowledge is, you got to have the knowledge of Yahweh. So that's the knowledge you got to have. You got to have the knowledge of Yahweh. And that's the game changer right there, see, right? That's what we're looking for, to see what you have, the knowledge of Yahweh. We know you got knowledge, but is your knowledge of Yahweh? That's the game changer. That's a good talk there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And because it's the one thing about it, in Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, 1 through 5, let's talk about that too, because it's a little foundation before we get off into which way we got to go. So you got to be rude. You got to be, hold on, let's hold that part again. Let's run to Ezekiel. Let's go to Ezekiel first there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So you got to be renewed in knowledge. We know when you're working with something, because we know you start lining up with this book. You'll say all the right things according to what we can read. In the 11th chapter, verse 19, what did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 11, verse number 19 reads, and I will give them one mind, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony mind out of your flesh, and will give them a mind of flesh.
You see that? You take that stony mind out of you, see, right? And when that stony mind out of you, you have you some First Samuel 10, verse 6 working with you. First Samuel 10, verse 6. See, when that stony mind is out, you have you some First Samuel 10, verse 6 working with you. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of 1 Samuel 10, verse number 6 reads, the Spirit of Yahweh will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man or woman.
You see that? Then you'll be clear, or when you go to 2 Maccabees chapter 6, take it at 1 through 9, let's see, can we tie in some things. See, you'll be knowing what the man is saying. You'll be able to tie in some things according to as written. From 2 Maccabees chapter 6, 1 through 9, what did it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 2 Maccabees chapter 6, verse number 1 through 9 reads, book of 2 Maccabees chapter 6, verse number 1. Not long after this, the king sent an old man of Athens to compel your god Judah, southern kingdom, to depart from the Torah instructions of their fathers, and not to live after the covenant of Yahweh. Verse number 2, and to pollute also the temple in Yahweh Judah, the city of David, and to call it the temple of Jupiter, polluted where Jerusalem, Olympus, and that in Gerizim of Jupiter, the fender of strangers, as they did desire that dwelled in that place. Verse number 3, the coming in of this mischief was sore and grievous to the people. Verse number 4, for the temple was filled with riot and raveling by the five sons of Esau, Gentile nation, who dallied with whoredoms and had to do with women within the circuit of the righteous place. And besides that, brought in things that were not Torah instructional. Verse number 5, the altar also was filled with profane things, which the Torah instructions forbid. Verse 6, neither was it Torah instructional for man to keep Sabbath day, or ancient feasts, or to profess himself at all to be Yahweh Judah, Israel. Verse number 7, and in the day of the king's birth every month, they were brought by bitter constraint to eat of the sacrifice. When the feast of Bacchus was kept, Yahweh Judah were compelled to go in possession to Bacchus, carrying ivory. Verse number 8, over there went out a decree to the neighboring city of the five sons of Esau, but suggesting the Ptolemy against Yahweh Judah, that they should observe the same fashion and be partakers of their sacrifice. Verse 9, whosoever would not conform himself to the manner of the five sons of Esau should be put to death. Then might a man and woman have seen the present miseries.
Mm-hmm. And see, you'd be able to see exactly what he'd be saying when he tell you, this is what he'd tell you. He'd tell you in Psalm 50, verse 16 and 17, he told David in 1000 B.C. something. What did he tell David in 1000 B.C. there, Brother Yahweh Israel, verse 16 and 17?
The book of Psalm, chapter 50, verse 16, verse 17 reads, book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse number 16, but unto the wicked, Yahweh saith, what has you to do to declare my statutes, or that you should take my covenant in your mouth? Verse 17, seeing you hated instructions and casteth my words behind you.
Mm-hmm. So as a people, do you have your book there, Brother Yahweh Israel? See, nothing we've never rehearsed, nothing. Do you got the book about the 13 tribes? The 13 tribes there, Brother Yahweh Israel. I want to take a look at old Bullock. There's something about old Bullock in 870 A.D., something he did in 870, old Bullock. Now, Bullock, he's taken over a land that was from the children was called Japhetic people. And one of his sons was called, can't think about his name right now, what his son was called. They've taken over that land. But it's something we're going to bring out, not in this lesson. We're going to show you exactly who was the teachers that came over there and taught them after they went through a series based upon the fact that they wanted to get them a religion, but they didn't know what religion to get. All of a sudden, they said, this people right here sound pretty good, and we're going to choose their way of life. Cause can you bring up anything about old Bullock there, or King Bullock there? What's the name of that land? Khazar. Yeah, the Khazar. Khazarians. You see, Khazar is the sons of Japhetic peoples. That's one of the sons of Japhetic peoples, but they've taken over. Esau and them taken over the land. And then after the children of Israel were scattered, and when they were scattered in 722 BCE, the records only say it's only about 27,000 to 30,000 went to Babylon, to Assyria. 27,000 to 30,000 at the most. Now, in fact, some of y'all got Israel. You got a minute or two. Can you all look on that computer and tell me how many 10 northern tribes went off into captivity? They should tell us to give us a number. How many were taken back to Assyria? See, we're gonna tie some things in, you know, in a minute or two. So can you give me an idea how many of the northern tribes on record that went off into captivity? What you working with, Brother Yahgai Israel? How many of the 10 northern tribes in 722 that they were taken to Assyria? They got a number there, Brother Yahgai Israel. And it's a point we're going to bring out, but we got to hear this number first. What you working with, Brother Yahgai Israel?
You got to give me 1 second, see.
All right, good enough. We want to take a look at something because we want to come around the back door on a few things. Because, see, what happens, you got to understand something about the children of Israel. And that's why it's so important to understand the captivity that... So I'm looking at a memo here, Brother Yahgai Israel. I'm playing around with a memo. I'm playing around with a memo here. And there's a couple things I want to make some statements on after you get the idea of how many went into captivity. Can you give me a number there, Brother Yahgai Israel? And I'm looking chapter 1 about something in numbers. What you got there, Brother Yahgai Israel? You got me a number?
In 1 second.
All right. Well, I'll keep talking. I'll talk a little bit more. Now, in the book of Numbers, it talks about the roll call of the children of Israel. That was men that was fitting for war. And they give you a number of how many such as tribe had ready to go to war. They had a number on them that was ready to go for war when they hear the sound of the trumpet, the shofar blow. They had so many that was ready for war. That's a good thing. And you know another thing I'm gonna bring out something that was said about what's his name? His name is the Danite. I can't think of his name right now. He got a report in around about 870 BC. He got a report about what he seen in records around about 850 to 900 AD. He got a record on something. But like I said again, we just want to lay a couple of things down because this is going to come up. And so you got your number here yet, Brother Yahgai Israel? Or we can just move on to tomorrow. You know, we can move on to tomorrow. We can move on to tomorrow on that.
Yeah, because I don't really see a number in the article.
Make a note on it tomorrow and give me a number. And there's another thing I want you to look up. Eldad the Danite. I want you to look at something he said there, Brother Yahgai Israel, because he made a profound statement about something he said. Something he said, and then Eldad Dan. Now, we're going to deal with him today. I'm just saying we're going to take a look at this. Ain't nothing rehearsed. L. Dan, the Danite, something he said. And we'll take a look at that tomorrow. Then somebody's going to take a look at. And his name is Z-A-K-H-O-R. I'll just give a little peep at what his name say, because we're going somewhere on this right here a little bit later. So we're gonna leave all that to the side. But we don't rehearse nothing. It's just the way things go, that's how we're going to do it. So we're going to leave all that to the side, but we're going to take a look at that one day tomorrow or one day next week. We're going to go into some things to show you that. See, keep one thing, transliterated. The language we speak is English. And the reason why you can't find many people that you think to find because of in English came from the Latin. Latin came from the Greek, and the Greek came from Semitic. So once you take a name out of Semitic and call Hebrew, and then transliterate that name to Greek, by the time you get to Latin, the English is a whole total new word. And so you go in looking for somebody, and you don't find the right understanding on that name because you coming out of the Latin to English. And if you can get past the English, you better find that the people that's supposed to be lost, they not lost at all. They got a complete history of their records. But since propaganda is on the table, you think it's a found a needle in a haystack. No. That's why tomorrow or next week, when we show you sadly how many were in captivity, and you're going to find out how many were in the captivity.
I got a number for you, sir.
You got a number for me? You got me, brother.
Yeah.
Got it, huh?
I ran across a number here. I'm reading from the article in the Free Encyclopedia, Online Encyclopedia, entitled The Ten Lost Tribes. And it reads, in B.C. 732 B.C.E., the Assyrian king Tiglath-Pileser III sacked Damascus and Israel, annexing Aramea and territories of the tribes of Reuben, Gad, Manasseh, and Gilead, including the desert outposts of Jetur, Naphish, and Nadab. People from these tribes were taken captive and resettled in the region of the Khabar River system in Assyria, Mesopotamia. Tiglath-Pileser also captured the territory of Naphtali and the city of Janiah in Ephraim. And an Assyrian governor was placed over the region of Naphtali, according to 2 Kings 16:9, 1529. The population of Aram and the annexed part of Israel was deported to Assyria. Israel Frankenstein estimated that only a fifth of the population, about 40,000, were actually resettled out of the area during the two deportation periods under Tiglath-Pileser III. Samanessa the fifth and Sagar the second.
So, see right here. The best they can come up with record is about 40,000 went into captivity. Okay, if 40,000 went into captivity, I just want to show you something. I'm going to show you, that's why you have to really pay attention to what we bring to the table. Let's run to numbers for a minute there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's go to Numbers chapter 1, and we'll look at verse 30. Numbers chapter 1, verse 30.
The book of Numbers, chapter 1, verse number 30 reads, Numbers chapter 1, verse number 30. Of the family of Zebulun, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the name from 20 years old and upward, or they were able to go forth to war.
31. Now, how many was ready to go for war and it gave you an age? How many was ready to go for war? You ready at the drop of a trumpet, they can go to war. How many? 31.
Verse 31. Though there were number of them, even of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400.
So it was more in one tribe that ready can go to army, and now you got it, the lost 10 tribes of Israel, and all you got on record, with the record, Brother Yadav put on the table, 40,000. As a total, as a unit, that's all the series that come up with a record of 40,000. It was 50,000 men in one tribe. So what happened to all the rest of the people? Where'd they go? See, that's where we come in at. So we want to leave that on the table right there. You can't holler 10 lost tribes and all of Syrian's record has got it the best 40,000. You had more in one tribe that was able to go to war. So where did they go to? See, this is what we're trying to show, even that came to America, the second land of Shem. You had the Israelites, northern kingdom. All you got on record is 40,000. And one tribe, Zebulun, had more than that. You know, that was 20 years old to 30. What about the one was older and under? What about their count? Do you know in 24 verse 60, the count of the children of Israel was already prophesied, the count of Israel? So when you sit there and put the children of Israel in a box on the west coast of Africa only, the children of Israel had more that is not on record on the east coast of the land of Ham called Africa. And they was already there coming out of the wars on record of the 722 captivity. But remember in 1000 B.C., Solomon had a locked out the whole northern world in his day. So it's a lot of teaching that's not being taught. And that's why we have to get the six anointed camps on their feet to understand something. That 1619 thing have nothing. That's a propaganda statement. You ain't got but 40,000 went into captivity. Except at the best. When you read 2 Ezra, chapter 13, verse 4-47, they talk about the children of Israel. That was nothing but a itty bitty piece of children of Israel. At the best, they went into captivity was 40,000. So at the best, that was getting ready to leave to come to the second part of Shem. Even if they stayed a few years, at the best was say 100,000. What they got to do with the count of Israel, see, right? Look what's written in 24. What, Brother Yahya? Come on with that, Brother Yahya, Israel. What is written in Genesis? That's why we watch the best on bump their gums, and we know when you're ready to go. Because in 24, verse what? 63? What you work with? Give me the number, Brother Yahya, Israel.
Looking at the book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse number 63. They blessed Rebekah and said unto her, you are our sister. Be you the mother of thousands of millions. And let thy seed possess the gate of those that hate them.
Thousands of me, it was prophesied. Now, 500 years later, from Abraham to Moses, it's 500 years. Look what Moses said in Exodus. See, we got a big job ahead of us, Steve, Ryan. You cannot pinpoint children of Israel until the voices of the true Israelites shine the light of knowledge on you. You have to know this information, that the children of Israel was offered to every nation upon the sun, but you got the numbers a little bit wrong. I mean, way off. In the book of 500 years later, and Deuteronomy chapter 1 there, Brother Yahshua Israel, it was a statement Moses made 500 years from the point, 500 years. So they keep hollering about the 1619 thing, and you lumping all Israel together with that, didn't it? You hear what Moses said in verse number 111? What Moses said in 111? Or the book of Deuteronomy, what Moses said?
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 1. Verse number 11 reads, Yaakov your father make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he had promised you.
Yep. What number was he working with? The numbers that coming out of Genesis, see, right? So 500 years later, even you go look to the slave database, if they come up with 10 to 12 million or 20 million and so many. Listen, that was just only in a cracker box area, see, right here. That's why you have to have big ears and a little mouth, and that the sixth anointed counts guide you through the scripture to understand what everybody is. We can put our finger on everybody because he has blessed the sixth anointed counts to be able to show you exactly that the 40,000 people you talking about went into captivity, and if 80,000 came to Shem's land, the second part, how much is that according to the numbers of the children of Israel? They was numbered as the sand of the sea. Just as many as you see that you come and say about the West Coast, there was more than that on the East Coast. When you look for things that's coming out of English that came from Latin, and Latin came from Greek, and Greek come from the Semitic language. So when you put in a name, although you're going to get a handful by putting in a name, but guess what? If you get that name back to the name that they was born in and they bloodline, and you said, my. Hi, y'all, no, we never was lost. It's just what it is. You calling us by a name that's coming out of Latin. No. Like, for example, I use for example, Yahdah, the English Judah. Now, how that correlates with anything? In Semitic language, the name is Yahdah. In English, its name is Judah. See, you see that transliteration? Now, they don't even balance out, Yahdah and Judah. But we entertain you with Judah because Judah. But you see a difference between Yahdah and Judah. From Semitic, you stop it off in Greek, you stop it off in Latin, then you get in English. And that's going to be the game changer as things unfold. Now, that's enough of that. We just a wet your beak on that. That's something to think about. But that's 1619 and the 10 lost tribes, they went into captivity. Man, you can't come up with no more record between 40,000. And right now you can go into the Numbers chapter 1, they had more than that, everybody tried that was fit for war between 20 and 30. What about the ones that was 19 down to zero? How about the ones that was 32? What about them? See, they ain't even counting. See, you're saying, see, Roy, you got something to think about, huh? Okay, good. All right, Brother Yahdah, yes, Roy, that's pretty good on that one. Now, so we find out that we have to wake up. And I understand, so you got propaganda going everywhere. As long as you continue doing and you keep kicking against the Bible. You keep kicking against this information, you will always come up short. But you always got to remember what it says in 1 Maccabees chapter 4. What it says in 4, verse 46. See, you got to have patience. You got to have patience. I know you can tear down no problem, but you got to have patience according to Scripture. What it says you in 1 Maccabees chapter 4,
First Maccabees.
Yes, sir. Yeah, make it 446.
The book of First Maccabees 4, verse number 46 reads, and laid up the stones in the mountain of the temple in a convenient place, so that should come a seer to show what should be done with them.
You see? See, that's one of the greatest mystery in teaching, that we always try to elbow the seer out the way. But they knew in time past, they wasn't making no move until the seer gets there. Because the seer was the one that Yahweh was dealing directly with. And once you understand something, and when they was all in one unit, understood which way this thing was going, they had victories. They had a lot of victories. We ain't had a victory in so long. You know why? Because we always want to do our own thing. We always think we're going to learn so much in one thing. If you're out of protocol in Yahweh, it don't make no difference. If you stay in protocol with Yahweh, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. Like, we'll give you a case in point. We'll give you a case in point now. Let's see if we give you a case in point, what we're talking about now. We just can pull things out and throw a whole lot of stuff against the wall on you. That's what we do for you. But we'll give you a case in point. Do you know that if I would tell you something that you must do, like for example, see what it says in David. Let David do talking first. David says in 1676, what I mean, 1676, no. Make that give me a book. You know what I need? Book 1676 and a second is, I think it is, brother. Yeah, try that and see what you come up with in second is 1676. Let's see what you can pull out for us, yeah, brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of second Esdras, chapter 16, verse number 76 reads. Book of second Esdras, chapter 16. Verse number 76. And the guide of them who kept my Torah instructions and precepts said, Yahweh, let not your sins weigh you down, and let not your sins lift up themselves.
Read that again, Brother Yahweh Israel. That's pretty good. Read that again.
Because 2 Ezra 16, verse number 76 reads, and the guide of them who kept my Torah instructions and precepts, say Yahweh, let not your sins weigh you down, and let not your sin lift up themselves.
Wait a minute. You use a word called some guidance in there. You mean Yahweh will kick in if you do what? Now you're talking some good talk here, Brother Yahweh Israel, but we gotta make sure this national audience really hear what he's saying. What is you trying to tell us, Brother Yahweh Israel? You mean Yahweh will kick in? But you emphasize what make Yahweh kick in again? What make Yahweh kick in? Read that again, Brother Yahweh Israel. You see, the deal of it is, you want Yahweh to kick in. But Yahweh told us here how you get me to kick in. And what did he say? Come on again.
The book of 2 Ezra 16, verse 76. And the guide of them who kept my Torah instructions and precepts said, Yahweh, let not your sins weigh you down, let not your sins lift up themselves.
Brother Yadai, is you trying to say, according to the reason, Yahweh will guide you if you do what? According to that verse, and if you do what? Come on.
It's like in Ezra 16, verse 76. And the guide of them will keep my Torah instructions and precepts. Save Yahweh. And that you'll see what...
Excellent. You will be guided if you keep the precepts and the Torah instruction of Yahweh. See, the Torah instruction is the precept, and the precept is the Torah instruction. He said Yahweh will kick in if you keep the precepts. Precepts, see, Royal, you set the game sales down. Then Yahweh will kick in. And you know what he'll do? This is what Yahweh will do. That's what he'll do according to right. Let's go to Luke 19. He'll do something according to Luke 19. If you do what this man, he just told the seer, tell them. He said, Yahweh will kick in if you keep the precepts. Okay? And then Yahweh came behind it and say, not only will I'll do. He said, something else I'll do, Brother Yahya, can you help me out? Something else I'll do in the 19th chapter. I'll do something else. Can you help me out? I'm struggling with that, Brother Yahya, Israel. I want the part where it talks about, he said, it take care of the game sales. So now, if you do the precepts, because you're always going to be around the game sales. He said, now listen, if you just read, Yahweh said, I'm going to kick in if you got the precepts. So remember, if you ain't doing the precepts of the Bible, then Yahweh ain't going to kick in. Then that means the who going to do what? Come on, brother Yahweh, bring that verse out now.
The book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 15. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries should not be able to gainsay nor resist.
You see the man say you do? Because he said things you don't know. Like, for example, in the book of Timbuktu, on page 120, see, you start getting suspicious about some things, see, right? In the book of Timbuktu, on page 120, where it talks about the West Jews, political Judah, during the slave trade. You see what it said there on page one, on page 120 of Brother Yahya Israel? They talked about Yahya Judah. Okay, now read a little bit of that. Let's read a little bit of that and let's wet the beak a little bit. Let's read a little bit of this for here. Because something you need to know, and when you see this word called Niger, remember I keep saying Niger. That word only become Niger. It was called the Niger River, not Niger. See, they tell you, well, what Niger mean? What that mean, black? What are you talking about? That means Niger. That's Niger River. See, now I'm going to tell you about the Niger River right here with the polluted word from the Latin called Niger. No, that's Niger River. It's now you put a double G in it. And see, once it's Niger River, now you know exactly what you're talking about, and they know who they call niggas. See, the gig is up on the world, see, right? All you got to do now is get in where you fit in with the six anointed council brought up to his life. And we'll get you there, because we're going to unlock all the things that you've been struggling with. Look what it says here on page 120. Come on, brother, y'all, guys. Let's read a little bit.
From Babylon to Timbuktu, by Rudolf R. Windsor, page number 120, and it reads, the Western African Yahya Judah during the slave trade. The black Yahya Judah, who migrated to the Sudan from the northern converged with Yahya migrating from the eastern Sudan to the country of the Niger River. It is a known fact that Yahdah Judah and their way of life were in Africa, polluted for the land of Ham, 1,500 years before Islam, and that everywhere the Arabs went, Yahdah Judah were there.
Like Yahdah Judah got... Hold on, hold on there, brother Yahdah Israel. I get excited because the word of Yahweh keeps me excited. So you see, what it means 1,500 years before. That's what we're trying to tell you earlier, see, right? We're talking about that 722 thing and the 10 northern lost tribes. They come out from Yahweh, Judah, and all of them over there in, and when we bring out Dan the Danite, you know, and in his name, he got a name called his name. It's called Molly, see, right? When we bring out this information, you know what I'm saying? Nah. You know, they said, no. But see, what happened is when you load your gun up on English and start looking for these people in English, these people don't know nothing about no English. That's what I'm saying. They know nothing about no Lord God and Jesus. The ones that never left the Eastern and the Western world, they never learned the English, see, right? The children of Israel is over 1,000 million. All they come up with in the record is 40,000 went to Assyria. See? 40,000. Where is the rest of them at? And so at the best, 40,000, and not even the 40,000 came. They went another direction. It's just the propaganda won't let you understand. You got the people that is training you should not have the coming in their mouth, period. Because they'll hijack you on every point. And the ones that we're going to bring out in lessons to come is show you that the six anointed camps can go tap you right on the back. Because he blessed us to go right in these books. And the Bible. Well, hold that point, Jay. Let's read what they said about that book again. That brother Yahdah Israel over there happening in Lansing, Michigan again. Could you read what they said? They dropped a tidbit right here. What they said, brother Yahdah Israel? What happened over there? And let me hear that real quick. Yeah, brother Yahdah Israel. So we have nothing rehearsed here, right? And that's why we keep telling you. One of the greatest mysteries is, understand one thing, the six anointed camps is your only way back. But you got to get in order. And we can show you how to get in order according to as it is written. Look what it says. Look what it says when he got on them. What did they say about Yahdah Israel? What did they say?
Okay, let me write it down. See ya.
Yeah, write it down, that brother Yahdah Israel. You know he's doing pretty good, that brother Yahdah Israel. He's running down. Well, see, like I said, then, do you understand? Give me, I'll tell you why you're reading it down. Give me, I'll read it real quick. I'll read Numbers 14, verse 9. See, if we can get you to understand that by you running that down, I'm gonna read Numbers out of Heavenly Tablets 14, verse 9. I'm going to get that reading in myself, that brother Yahdah Israel. Let me see if I get me some 14, verse 9. And 14, verse 9, it says, 14, verse 9. He said, only, hey, you 12 tribes of Israel, only rebel not ye against the four-letter man, YHWH. Neither you fear the peoples of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. And the four-letter man, YHWH, is with us. Fear the 17 nations not. Hear the man is saying? They bread for us, see, right here. See, this is what we're trying to tell you. We come on the network as long as we can. The world is bread for us. But you got to get that wicked spirit out there and get your rightful position in order then Yahwashi, I'm going to kick in. But tell them, Seer, I'm going to kick in with the one that can precept my Bible. I'm going to help guide them if they can precept. You ain't got to talk no more, bump the gums no more. The Bible will precept itself. It'll set all the gang cells to give you a mouth. In that same hour, just check the gang cells down. If you don't precept your Bible, you got their mouth going. You can plug their mouth up with a precept. Then Yahweh said he'll kick you here. Now watch this. What you reading, Brother Yahweh Israel? Come on.
Reading an article from the Channel 3 News in Michigan, and it reads, hundreds of protesters gathered on the Michigan Capitol lawn on Wednesday ahead of lawmakers' meeting in Washington, D.C. to count and certify the state electoral votes in 2020 presidential election. People waved flags, Trump flags, and largely went without masks as worship music played and speakers took to the steps of the state house. Many held signs with messages such as stop the steal, election, as phony as COVID, and other sentiments calling out Michigan leaders of both sides of the aisle. Their core message, though, was unclear. Take your mask off. It's a bunch of crap, said protesters. Another protester who would only identify himself as Rod claimed America was losing their country to communism and that they can only get it back with the Bible.
You hit the man in the sand? He said, you are hemming yourself up. You got yourself all jacked up knowing everything this man got on the table for a bunch of crap. He told you that in Psalms 91, 1, 2, and 3. Why do you care the Bible, but you don't believe the Bible? You know the man says in Psalms 91, 1, 2, and 3. What do you say, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3 reads, book of Psalms 91, verse 1, here she that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High Yahweh shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2. I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Yahweh, in him will I trust. Verse 3. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence.
See? We don't believe that. So we don't believe that. And he told you earlier in 2 Ezra, how he going to deliver you and kick in with you. Now, Ezra, he brought it back to Ezra the second time, but he said in 2 Ezra chapter 3, verse 39 and verse 36, then he put a name on who he's telling this to by going back to 2 Ezra, the seer, chapter 3, verse 30 to 36. Do you know, see, Ray, it's like somebody put some green glasses on you when it comes down to dust edge, Yahweh. You're seeing things through all green. You're not seeing things clearly through the knowledge of Yahweh. And long as you got that spirit on you, the blessing, but your time is going to run out in Yahweh. Your time is going to run out. That's why we come humble enough to tell you. Take another look at this Bible. Understand everything you've been told is propaganda, is wrong, and can be proven. It ain't no 10 tribes lost. You can even get a 40,000 on your own record stand within the captivity. You got 50,000 men between 20 and 30 in Zebulon tribe. And that was one of the least of the tribes. So where are all the rest of the people, see, right? What happened to the people over there when we read Zephaniah 3, verse 10? What about these people? Read that, Zephaniah 3:10. What do you think this right here is? And all you can claim about a West Coast? We just read out of Babylon 10 up 2, they're talking about the East Coast. So you know you got, in the city you're in right now, you got an East and West, the same one you see in the West is in the East over there too. You probably ain't never bumped into them on the east side. It's more on the east side than the west side. Huh? It's south side. You know, somebody got to teach this thing. And we are looked all around the known world. Everybody. But you got to get off this spirit where you can't move unless that one-eyed Satan dictates to you to move. That one-eyed Satan is going to destroy you. You're out of order missing that one-eyed Satan, and then you ignore what the Bible is telling. What the Bible tell Second Ezra 3:30-36. What did it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Reading from Second Ezra, chapter 3. Verse number 30-36 reads, Book of 2nd Ezra 3, verse number 30. For seeing thou surface them, sinning, and hast spared wicked doers, and hast destroyed your people, and hast preserved thine enemies, and hast not signified it. Verse 31. I do not remember how this way may be left. Are they then of Babylon better than they of Yahdai Judah? Polluted were in Zion. Verse 32. Or is there any other people that know of thee besides Israel? What generation hath so believed your covenant as Israel? Verse 33. Yet their reward appeared not, and their labor hath no fruit. For I have gone here and there to the nations, and I see that they flow in wealth, and think not upon your Torah instruction. Verse 34. Weigh thou therefore our wickedness now in the balance, and theirs also that dwell in the world. So shall that name no more be found but in Israel. Verse 35. When was it that they which dwell upon the earth had not sinned in thy sight? Or what people have so kept your covenant? Verse 36. You shall find that Israel by name have kept your precepts, but not the nations.
What did Israel keep again, bro? What did Israel keep?
You shall find that Israel by name have kept your precepts.
And see, that's the greatest mystery in teaching. When you learn how to precept your Bible, it's going to unlock everything that you need to know. You think about that one-eyed Satan or what they got on, because Yahuwah is going to kick in and show you exactly what to do, how to do it, and who to do what to. The world is bred to the six anointed camps. Once you wake up and understand you to be a leader, to be up front, you got to have Yahuwah up front above you. And Yahuwah is not going to be above you unless you can precept your mind. He just told you he'll kick in. Because what you're going to do, you're going to get the verse to back up the verse. And then you're going to say, okay. Then they're going to see it. Everybody's going to see it. Let's see what David said in 119, verse 27, 55, and 56. And matter of fact, throw 100 in just to make it sound good. David talking from the middle of the spirit in 119, verse 27, verse 55, 56, and 100. Then, matter of fact, and put 104 in there to wrap it up in grand style in 104. Thank you, Brother Yahdai Israel, and tie it in with 104. Come on.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119. Verse 27, 55, 56, verse 100, and verse number 104 reads, Book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse number 27. Make me to understand the way of your precepts, so shall I talk of your wondrous works. Verse 55, I remember thy name, O Yahuwah, in the night, and have kept your Torah instructions. Verse 56, this I have because I kept your precepts. Verse 100. I understand more than the ancient, because I keep your precepts. Verse 104. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way.
Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. You can't precept your Bible. That's a false way. And every apologetic trying to come against you, you're having to precept you like you're cold cocked them with a brick with the lights off. Hey, brother, that sounds pretty good what you're saying, but why can't you precept that? Now you stuck. Precept, you just said. Now you stuck. Make it make sense with the Bible. Can't do it. Ain't going to allow them to do it. So, see, Roy, which I'll tell you something. We is ready to do our part in Thus Says Yahweh. It's just we got to wake up and understand the part you got to do. You got to step up and make your decision according to what's written in the Bible. Not according to you sitting around some round table and discussing anything. You got to say, well, let's see what the Bible say about that question that you just said. Let's see what we can read and get the answer to it. And they understood that then, but we don't understand that now. We try to sit around and debate among ourselves on what the Bible's saying. The Bible tell you one thing. Precept your Bible. You do that, you're in business. You don't, you're not in business. Now, I'm going to give you a case in point. Everybody's so busy worrying about what's going on in that little, like we call it, a little dump site. Do you know the Bible would tell you some things if you just had a ear to hear? We'll use David for a minute. Before David, let's go to Numbers 13:29. I'm going to give you a case in point on something. Show you how that we got a lot to do, but it started to fix anointed camps. Look what it says in Numbers 13:29.
The book of Numbers, chapter 13. Verse number 29 reads, Book of Numbers chapter 13, verse number 29. The Amalekites, five sons of Esau, dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites and Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. The Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan.
Brother Yahweh Israel, I hear me tell you. Where do the Jebusites, where they live at, Brother Yahweh Israel? According to the Bible.
And the Hittites and Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains.
They dwell in the mountains, see right here. They live in the mountains. You got that? Now, in the book of Judges, now, if you live in the mountains, the Jebusites live in the mountains. That means their stronghold was in the mountains. In the mountains, see, right? Now, we're going to Hosea. We're going to take a look at something Hosea said. And the first chapter, the second chapter, what I want. What I want that brother Yahweh Israel in the first chapter. Now let's go to the book of Judges. Go to Judges. Thank you, that brother Yahweh Israel. We're going to Judges. Now, the Jebusites, they live in the mountains. In the mountains, they right here. Now, you got your computers and all that old good stuff. They live in the mountains. Now, in Judges chapter 1, what do it say in verse number? Just read it where you see it in verse 7. 7 and 8.
The book of Judges chapter 1, verse number 7, verse number 8 reads, Book of Judges chapter 1, verse number 7. And Adonai Bezek said, 70 kings having their trumpets, having their thumbs and their great toes cut off, gathered their meat under my table, as I had done. So Yahweh requited me, and they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. Verse number 8. Now the family of Yahweh Judah had fought against Jerusalem and had taken it, smitten it with the edge of the sword, and set the city on fire.
Yeah, now Judah, he jumped Jerusalem. So, but who is the people of Jerusalem that lives in the mountains? Jerusalem, see, Royal, who was the people that Jerusalem is just the name of the place. But who is the peoples that he whooped? Let's see if we get a name on the peoples that he whooped. Huh? The peoples that he whooped. See, everything we say, we can scripture bag it up. See, we watch the best of them puff their gums, and the best of them put all that money together. They put all that money together, and the book of Judges chapter 19, can you tell me what you're saying? Watch this. Preach up your Bible, verse 10. What are you saying in verse 10? So what is you saying? And you want to come out, you want to bump your gum. No, don't bump no gum. You bump the Bible. Bump that Bible. In 19, verse 10, what you saying?
The book of Judges, chapter 19, verse number 10 reads, book of Judges 19, verse number 10. But the man would not tarry that night, but he rose up and departed and came over against Jebus, which is Jerusalem.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? So you see right here. Jebby is Jerusalem, see right here. The Jebby, and what is their long name? Now, Jebby, now you forget their long name now. Now you forget their long name. But their stronghold was in Jerusalem. That was their stronghold, the Jebby. We just read about the Jebus. Their stronghold was in the mountains. So Jerusalem was in the mountains. Jerusalem is not in that dump site on that smooth 36 acres of granite stone that they got. This is see right here. That is not Jerusalem at all. That is not even the location. You see what we're trying to tell you, see, right? They not even in the location of Jerusalem of the Bible. Jebusite land was that. They not even in the location. You see, let me get a name. Let's see if I can get a name out of that place. Yeah, brother, y'all got it. Can I get me a long name out of that place? Can you help me out there, brother? Y'all got, I need to give me a long name out of Jebus. I need to give me a long name out of it. Can you find me somewhere and get me a long name out of it? The Jebus is the who? Let me see. See, all this right here, any assistant anointing camps can take care of this, like they call it, change. You see? We get our money together, at least our peers get their money together, and they go on to Jerusalem. And you end up in a dump site, like 36 acres of granite rock somewhere, and you're not even in the area. And we're going to bring out, looking at some of the notes we have, we're going to bring out the notes where eyewitness in 200 B.C., wrote down to his king, so he wouldn't get the layout of the place, and he said some profound things that we're gonna read, not to come, we're gonna read it, but I wanna get that long name, brother Yahya Israel. Can you help me out get that long name?
Yes, okay, sir.
I tell you what. Come back to the first chapter. First chapter, give me verse number 21. I want to get that long name. I want to get a long name. Let's get a long name.
on this right here. In the first chapter, verse number 21. Let's give a long name.
The book of Judges, chapter 1, verse 21 reads, the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites that inhabited Jerusalem.
So the Jebusites, Jebus boys, Jebusites' sons and daughters, they stayed in Jerusalem. Do you know what David says in 1000 B.C.? And well, before you get to David, let's go to 1 Chronicles 11, 4 and 5. We'll say something. We're going to go to 1 Chronicles 11, 4 and 5. Just read where you see it there, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, listen, we don't know, but we do know. The only way back, you have to understand, is a ministry got the scriptures to back up the talk. And we only comment after you hear it read. And we let you know that if you're going to Jerusalem, which is Judah, how do you end up in a dump site and it's record showing even in the Bible, and not only that, we're going to bring out the eyewitness showing you that it's like looking for, let me see, give me something, bro. It's like looking for something, bro. It's like looking for, give me something, Brother Yahdai Israel. Help me out, Brother Yahdai Israel. This is how our big dignitaries, it just, and they the ones training you with this stuff that you got. And like I said, even before the 1000 on record went into captivity, you have more of that in Zebulon's army. What is the rest of the millions and thousands of millions? Where they at? You got to wait till voices over to Israel. I show you where they at. And we'll show you about how everybody is. You can go put your hand on them, they'll tell you, yes. We ain't never lost our record. Plenty of time to leave. We knew we couldn't stay where we was at. It wasn't nothing but the knuckleheads that stayed around and waited on the Syrians to come get them. That was 40,000 knuckleheads that did that. Millions went on about their business. Set up camp. Right there now. But you're looking for a name that that came out of the land, see, right? Looking for a name that came out of the land. Them name was what I say again, Brother Yahdai Israel, something mine. Them words was transliterated. When you got a wicked people transliterating name, don't you know it's gonna be just as far off as Judah and Yahdai? That's gonna you sound like that's showing that Jesus chase in point. Yahdai, Judah. That don't even sound. One is in the original song called Samaritan over in the English. The Latin came out the English. That's why you can't find nobody. Because you look them in the mindset you in, and you ain't gonna find them that way until you understand you gotta get in line with the six anointed camps of boss that you was like, and then Yahweh will kick in. Because then he'll show you how to precept when you ain't got no wicked spirit on you. Then you see everything. You have the knowledge of Yahweh. And you know what to do and how to do it. You won't be like you got read in the book of Jasher, 23, we ain't going to read 42-47. He said, hey, Isaac, what you see? He said, look. He said, I see a big black man with some big black feet on the cloud. He said, yeah. He said, my right-hand man, Eliezer, what you see? He said, I don't see nothing but some mountains. Well, what about you, Absalom of Lincoln, the Quran man to be, your descendants? What you see? I see the same thing every age. I see them on a bunch of mountains. He said, well, y'all just stay with the asses there. Y'all just stay with the asses. You ain't seeing nothing. You ain't seeing that this ministry, it ain't a ministry
on the face of the earth can compete with the six anointed camps of boss up to his life. Now, with the Bible open, they can backbite. So with the Bible open, WCC, any group in the known world cannot even compete with none of the six anointed camps. Because we open the book and precept the Bible. And you still won't get right. You still watching that one eye Satan. You still won't put no fringes on. You still moaning and groaning and won't do the right thing for Yahweh with the blessing so we can get on down the road on something else. I don't know. What's your reading, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of First Chronicles, chapter 11, verse number 4 and 5 reads. Book of First Chronicles 11, verse 4. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, which is Jebus, where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land. Verse 5.
Yeah.
And the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, you should not come hither. Nevertheless, David took the castle of Zion, which is the city of David.
And what happened in 125 verse 2? You keep telling what happened in Psalm 125 verse 2. Now where all this at? In Psalm, now look at this, you know what I said. Now where all this going on at in Psalm 125 verse 2?
Book of Psalm chapter 125 verse number 2 reads. Psalm 125 verse 2. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem.
The mountain is around Jerusalem. See, right at the mountain. There ain't no mountains around that dump site over there. Jerusalem is where mountains is at. Where Jebusites stayed at, they stayed in mountains where it was surrounded by mountains. You go with your Google map and find out that dump site over there ain't got nothing but some trees they ported in from Europe. They got all some trees. They ported some trees in. Ain't no mountains nowhere where they are now. Ain't no mountains here, right here. Let's get one more in. We'll back it down, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's go to Jubilee chapter 8, verse 19 to 21. So you see, we can entertain with the best done by reading the Bible, see, right here. You see your family's going up over there in that dump site putting a tape in the wall and trying praying to the wall, bumping the head on the wall. Listen, that place ain't nowhere near where the Jebusites was at and David jumped in and whooped them down. Because you got to be around the mountain. You go look on your map, ain't no mountain nowhere around. Ain't nothing but some trees that have been poured in. They down in the dump site. They down in the dump site down there. In a hole over there. Desert. That ain't where the action was at. The action was way down the road of peace. Let's go to Jubilee chapter 8, 19 through 21. And we're going to tell you about the children of Israel, too. Do you know we can put our finger, just like putting our finger on that old piece of computer you're looking at right now? You know how you can put your finger on your computer? We can put our finger on everything that's going on right now through the pages of the book here on Bless This Ministry to do it. And you're still dragging your feet. Watching that one eye faith. Jubilee chapter 8, 19 through 21. We'll close out with this, Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Jubilee chapter 8, verse number 19 to 21 reads. Book of Jubilee 8, verse number 19. And he knew that the Garden of Eden is the righteous of the righteous and the dwelling of Yahweh. And Mount Sinai, the center of the desert. Mount Zion, polluted for Yahweh Judah, the center of the navel of the earth. These three were created as righteous places, facing each other. Verse 20. And he blessed the Yahweh of Yahweh, who had put the word of Yahweh into his mouth, and Yahweh forevermore. Verse 21. And he knew that a blessed portion and a blessing had come to Shem, and his son unto the generations forever. The whole land of Eden and the whole land of the Red Sea and the whole land of the east, India, and on the Red Sea, on the mountains thereof. Now the land of Bashan, all the land of Lebanon, and the island of Kufta, and all the mountains of Sanir, and Ammonah, and the mountains of Asher, in the north, and all the land of Elam, Asher, and Babel, Susan, and Medea, and all the mountains of Ararat, and all the regions beyond the sea, which is beyond the mountains of Ashur, toward the north, a blessed and spacious land, and all that is in it is very good.
My. Did you hear the man just told you? You hear the man told you exactly where the Garden of Eden is at, how, go to five in Ezekiel for a minute, that brother Yahya Israel. So you see the man who told you? You see the Bible? You see what he's told you? Now they looking for everything, and we take these same old piece of books and put the thing on everything. Do you see where Zion, which was already there, the city of David, and where is the 5:5 says what? Where is the what?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 5, verse number 5 reads, "The say Yahweh, this is Jerusalem, polluted for city of David, and set it in the midst of the nations and countries that are round about her."
You hear the man saying? The city of Yahweh Judah. Let me tell you a couple lessons ago. I said it was much larger than that city right here. The city of Yahweh Judah is in the mountains. It's in the mountain range. It's around mountain city right here. Not in no dump site. Not down there in no hole in no dump site. That's just on a piece of land that they use for selling, bringing the horses there and told them to take a crap there and get away from us. We down the road, that's where the horses was at. The place they in where the horses was at to take a good crap. We had so many, because you know a horse, he can mess up. It goes 6 foot in the air, he's messing so high. That was the place that they in now was where the horses took a crap at. That's the place that was at. The place where all the action was at is around the mountain area, Steve, right here. It's just, you know where it sits at? Let me go to Isaiah. See what you do. Just tell them where it sits at. Okay. You say go to Isaiah chapter 2. Okay, we'll go to Isaiah chapter 2. Can you get the same spirit? You can get it. You can get it, but you got to do right. You got verse 2. You got to do right. You got the fringes on, fixing on the couch. Are you still procrastinating about this? You got the fringes on, your precept in your Bible? If you ain't got the fringes on your precept, you're just wasting your time. Yahweh ain't coming in to Job 14, verse 4. What does it say in 14, verse 4? What does it say in the book of Job there, brother Yahweh Israel?
Look at Job chapter 14, verse number 4 reads, "Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one."
Not one. So if you don't get this man right, it ain't going to work for you. If you're not going to have no friends, you got no friends on, you got the Bible in your hand, you're wasting your time. Y'all probably look at you say, "Why? I don't recognize you with no friends on. You ain't got no friends on. You ain't precepting no Bible." The precept take care of the business. Now what? Look what it says in 14, verse 2. I mean, 2:2. Look what he said. He ain't going to change. He going to do everything the way he done it then. He do it not. Look what he says in 2, verse 2.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 2, verse 2. Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me.
What are you reading? You reading Isaiah 2:2? Try Isaiah 2:2 there, brother. Yahweh Israel.
The book of Isaiah 2, verse 2. And it shall come to pass in the last day that the mountains of Yahuwah's family shall be established in the top of the mountains, shall be exalted above the hill, and all nations shall flow unto it.
Did the man just say it? The place is at the top of the mountain, Peter. It's the top of the mountain, not down in a valley. Nothing down in the valley down there. Ain't nothing down there but where the horses were taking to take a crap at. Down where they at right now, what they're not Kesar, they're Esau and his five sons to take the name over called Kesar. That's what King Bula, they're taking the name of Kazarian. Them the sons of Japhetic people. But they always take the name, hide back the name. You know, John Arcanian, the Esau that was in the land back in his day, he converted them over to a day way. So they had an understanding about the Torah instruction because they was John Arcanian converted them in their days. Then Bullock was looking for a way of life, and here it is. I talked to him, tell me, he said, I'll tell you what, in the book, well, yeah, I'll probably read them all, out of the 13 tribes, they're going to tell you, oh, Bullock, I need something to work with. He let everybody speak their speak, and he said, look here, hey, this is a real theory, this Judaism thing. So that's how they became a Jew. Through conversion, see, right here? They became a Jew through conversion, learning what two tribes that was already over there taught them. And we'll bring the two tribes' name in a lesson. We'll tie it all in together. And they brought in all of the big dignitaries, every religion there was to teach. Well, which one should we be? And you had some big dignitaries already over there out of Israel. We ain't going to tell you the name of it. Well, why not? I ain't telling you nothing, WCC. Now, you got two tribes over there sitting there. All the tribes been over there since 1000 B.C. I mean, old record. When Solomon had a ship of navy over there. They learned their way. And they're taking the name. So they what's called Jews, put the word for Yahdaf by conversion, see, right? They learned your way. Then take it over your way. That's why you think the six-pointed star over there, the flag they got running in the dump site where the horses came and took a crap at, they on a high mountain. Not down in no dump site. When are we going to teach something? Spoken by the read, brother, y'all got here, man.
Nothing on the table there, see ya.
Okay, well, give me up Baruch 2, verse 30 through 40, and we'll see what we get the tips in for a minute. Look at the WCC. What you saying? See ya, keep talking. We gonna catch you in something. We ain't care about you catching me in nothing. Ain't nothing you can catch none of the six anointed camps in. Let me tell you something. We got the record in right. How are you going to visit a place that they was located in a place full of mountains? You go look at that dump site they got now, that horse stable they got right now over there, down in a valley where Solomon told them to take the horse and let them hang out there and take a crap in that place. That's all that place was for, down in a hole was a crap. When they set up that thing up there, they were building up there, you know, put them walls up there. Man, the place that we talking about was down the road a piece. And we're going to show you soundly that if you go in the Bible, you see that the place they set up, they had sacrifices going on. So they got to have water everywhere. They took the place on top of the Gion. Put that place right on where the Gion blow right through it, but they can sacrifice animals and the blood runs straight on out there into the Gion and the Jordan. They not no near Gion or the Gion or the Jordan. How you gonna do some sacrifice in that dump site? You ain't got the tunnels to do that. Cause you go down the road a piece. Go down there where the Guion River at. They had a big old stream where it runs straight through it, where they kill animals and shoot the blood right through the water and go on out, float on out from the Jordan to the from the Guion to the Jordan, and blood went everywhere, and you didn't know blood was around. You can't do no sacrifice in that piece of dump site now. You smell blood everywhere. Well, what you read? Give me Baruch 2, 30 through 37. That's good enough there, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, we can meet you anywhere in this Bible. We have nothing on record to work with to tell you, but we got everything on record. Because wherever you're on, we go read the book and show you out all everywhere. Sooner or later, you're going to come look for the sixth anointed camps. And we'll be waiting on you. You're here. What it says in Baruch 2, now Baruch has to be clean up to say what he said now. Look what Baruch said in 2, 37, that Brother Yahdai Israel. What did he say?
The book of Baruch chapter 2?
Yeah, make it 230. 230 down to verse 37. And we'll catch you on a special edition called Thursday evening. What did he say?
I want to go to 35.
Okay, well give me that. Give me what you're saying, Brother Yahdai Israel. Give me Baruch chapter 2, verse 30, and give me what you can give me there. It'll make some sense, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Book of Baruch chapter 2, verse number 30. I knew that they would not hear me, because it is a stiff-necked people. But in the land of their captivity, they shall remember themselves. Verse 31. And shall know that I am Yahweh, their Yahweh. For I will give them a mind and ears to hear. Verse 32. They shall praise me in the land of their captivity and think upon my name. Verse 33. And return from their stiff neck and from their wicked deed. For they shall remember the way of their fathers which sinned before Yahweh. Verse 34. And I will bring them again into the land which I promised with an oath unto their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And they shall be Yahweh's of it, and I will increase them, and they shall not be diminished. Verse 35.
Amen.
And I will make an everlasting covenant with them to be their Yahweh. And they shall be my people. And I will no more drive my people, Israel, out of the land that I have given them.
Wait a minute, Brother Yahweh. In 1968, they went over there, and they cut a deal, say, okay, if you let your boys be in the army with us. But Yahweh just said, when you come back to the land where all the mountains at, you're going to be what? In verse 34, you hear what Yahweh say? He said, listen, when you come back to the land, told you in 34 what you're going to be when you come back to the land. What did he say?
Book of Baruch 2, verse 34. Now bring them again into the land which I promised with an oath unto their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And they shall be Yahweh's of it.
You see that thing right? Now you had a brother going to take y'all somewhere, and you went over there and cut deals. You had to come over there and ask for permission to get over there in the dump site. They carved you out a little dump site, and you saying, Yahweh, hi, Yahweh in there. Yahweh said, when you come back to the land, you're going to be Yahweh's of the land. Not going over there making a cutting the deal. So what spirit told you to do that? And cutting the deal by putting your sons and daughters in the army to help fight against your own people? Oh, I know. But that is a deal. Yahweh said, when you come back to the land, now you got a brother talking about, well, I can go cut a deal over there in the land. Listen, brothers. When you go back to the land, Yahweh said you're going to be Yahweh of the land. You ain't got to go there and cut no deal, because Yahweh going to kick everybody in the throat and the rear end and make it room for you to be Yahweh of the land, not cut no deal. Do you believe what the man's saying? He said, when you get your mind on straight and obey anointed leadership and understand Judah leads, the seer, the elders, males and females, that's the order of things. Sisters and brothers. That's how you roll. Then Yahweh going to intervene. When it's time to go back to the land, he said you're going to be YHWH of the land. You ain't got to ask for no passport. Who is y'all? When we come to get a spot. So then you come to get, we going to kick you in the rear and slap you on the neck. Can't get out the way. Yeah, I called you. Yeah, that's enough. Brother Yahweh Israel, too, do some special business call Thursday evening. What you got to say behind that? Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out, see Israel, a sea royal. Great work, King, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua. All right, there, brother. Yahweh Israel. So you see, listen, see right here. The six anointed camps know where everybody is. We know we ain't going to get no shot of that until you understand one thing. You must make a decision according to what's written. He said, in the land of your captivity, and that's what you, show me anywhere the people in the land was in any kind of captivity. They ain't was in no cap. There was no slaves to nobody, see, right? You were. And you is now. Mr. Till, what's your final thoughts on take number 6 and 9? You're back on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel. And thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. Well, my thoughts is, as usual, the word of Yahweh is always very interesting. And each and every day, listening to the same thing is like listening to something absolutely different. Because I look at the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse number 3. 3 says, every spirit that confesses not that Yahweh the Son is come in the flesh is not of Yahweh. And this is the spirit of an anti-Yahweh. Therefore, ye have heard it, that it should come. Even now already is in the world. Since we know these times are here, these dark times of Christianity, this is the times that we're in now, the great beast, the Roman Catholic Church. And to help guide you through these times, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you live with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Connecting the books, your health, foods that you can eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday from 7:15 to 10:15 to current time changes, I should say. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine, any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.triveyhdh.com. Now, after you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offering. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory and due unto his name. Bring an offering, come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind. To keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Well, also while there, check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you, your family, and friends throughout the year. Our calendar is up and currently running and should educate you on when these times of our feast days start and also end. For the live program, this feature is only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of those devices you have. On the search line this time, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. This will put you right into the live online broadcast. Now, we are currently using two email addresses for the listening members. The first is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. You know, you can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Also, there's a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. The program time for that one would be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, enter the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you're late logging into, or any previous day that you would like to listen. One other note before we go. We're also in the process of making it possible for the members to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Yeah, hallelujah, quiet, Mr. Taylor. That was excellent again. We'll catch you tomorrow. Special edition called Thursday evening. And we're basically getting ready to shut this one down. So WCC saying, well, you know, I'm going to cut you off in 2 more minutes. Well, we know you got to do your part and we do ours. So I'm going to say, Yahuwah be with the mothers, Mother DF Israel, Mother E, Mother Z. My father left for Mother Z and let Mother Z grab these last 5 minutes and give us a closing statement for the other two mothers. So, Mother Z, let me put you up there and get a hallelujah, Yahuwah, out you there, Mother Z. Hey, Mother Z, Yahuwah feed you that seed right.
Yahuwah bless and keep you, see Israel, or royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Let's get one verse in here, then you give us a powerful closing statement. Let's throw some on the table. Let's throw some Matthew 24:36-40 on the table. And then you'll close out, then we'll catch everybody tomorrow. How about 24th chapter of Matthew 36 down to verse 40 and Mother. Then you better tell this national audience anything that's on your mind. Tell this national audience after you read 36-40. Come on.
Matthew 24:36-40. Matthew 24:36-40. Verse 36, but this day and Abba, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. 37. But as the day of Noah was, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. 38. For as in the day that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, merry and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. 39. And know not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 40. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other one left.
Ain't that something? Leave it right there. So one going to be taken and one going to be left. What do we want to do? We're not asking that of Mother Z, but we're asking the nice knowing which one you want to be, the one taken or one left. Mother Z, what do you want to tell this old national audience? Tell them, Mother Z. Tell it to them. You want the clock to come out.
I would just like to say I would like to be the one that be left. And I'm just going to read Psalms 51. This is just a message, you know, that I think we all should learn. And Yahweh, to have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon me, O Yahweh, according unto thy loving kindness, according unto thy multitude, for thy tender mercy, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my sin and cleanse me from my sins. Verse 3, for I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is even before me. Verse 4, against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou might be justified when thou speak, and declare when thou be judged. Verse 5, behold, I will shake in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. And I would just like to say to the audience that Israel need to come back to the Bible and learn to do the Torah instructions. And I would just like to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's Mother Z, Mother E, and Mother D of Israel. Strong warriors and some dust, says Yahweh. And that's all we're telling you. Take a look. Come back to the Bible. Put that one-eyed Satan down. Put them fringes on. Come back to the Bible. What the Bible tell you to do, why don't you do it before it's too late? That was actually Mother Z. We'll catch you everybody tomorrow night. Welcome home.